Tuesday afternoon, we had an incident in which two eighth grade boys had had an altercation of some kind earlier in the day. And later that afternoon, they were on the nature trail behind Sam Rayburn Middle School, and one of them had a pocket knife and stabbed the other one in the arm.
And the seriousness of the injury?
The injury was not life-threatening. The student was taken to the nurse. She evaluated it and determined that he did need some stitches. And a parent picked him up and got medical care for him.
What became of the other eighth grader?
The student who stabbed the other one was taken into custody by Bryan police. He was arrested, and the police are conducting their investigation, and we will follow our discipline procedure as well in this case.
Pocket knives allowed on any school campuses?
Pocket knives are absolutely not allowed on campuses. So in addition to the problems that the student will have regarding the stabbing, he's also facing some discipline for having that knife at school.
The range of consequences would include what?
Well, these are considered level four infractions, and so that can be anything up to removal from the classroom, up to expulsion or placement on our disciplinary alternate disciplinary campus. So that's a procedure that takes place, that a lot of steps that have to be taken. So that's the process that we're following right now.
Let me go back to the sequence, if it's known, after the stabbing took place, since it was a distance away from the school building. Did the victim run immediately back to the building, or what transpired?
It's my understanding that when the incident happened, there was some noise associated with it. I think another student may have witnessed it. The coaches in the PE class heard the noise, immediately ran to that area, and the school resource officer was called immediately as well. So the situation was in hand almost immediately after it happened.
And they were both along a nature trail. Were they supposed to be there at that time of the day?
Yes, there's a nature trail that circles around behind the Sam Rayburn campus, and a lot of times our PE classes will use that as an alternate method of exercise. The students can walk that trail, and so that's where it took place.
I don't know whether any of the buildings in Bryan ISD has metal detectors or any sort of devices to check to see whether things like pocket knives can go into buildings or not.
No, we do not have metal detectors. We do have some portable devices that can be used from time to time, but as a matter of routine, we have not been using those.
And as a result of what happened on Tuesday, was that done on Wednesday, bring out the portable devices?
Not to my knowledge. This is a case where it was an isolated incident. Obviously, a student made a really poor choice to handle a situation. Our administrators and our board always has the option to look at how we use those devices, and should they decide we need to use them more frequently, then we will.
The student who was stabbed back in class on Wednesday?
I believe he has returned to school.
Anything else listeners need to know about the specific case or how the district handles these types of things generally?
I think the main thing is just to reassure parents that by and large, our students are safe at school. You obviously can't prevent when a student is determined to, like I said, make a poor choice. But we spend a lot of time, especially at the middle school level, because sometimes things tend to escalate there a little quicker than other ages. We spend a lot of time making sure that students know what their options are and give them plenty of adults to talk to. So it's a lot of it has to do with just good dialogue between students and parents and the teachers.